This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, a faithful listener, just dropped off the January 13th, 1975 edition of the Pittsburgh Press, which is...
Steeler Parade edition.
Yes. The Steelers had won their first Super Bowl, and the paper cost 15 cents. And the story said, Super Parade greets champs. Here, I'll hold it up on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe out there, by the way. You can see Bob's lovely outfit today.
Thank you to loyal listener Lou for bringing it in.
Thank you, Lou.
Loyal listener Lou. That's interesting. You should call.
And the great shot of Franco and Joe Green carrying off Chuck Knoll. God, that gives me goosebumps. Look at that.
Hard to believe. 1975.
Man. 1975. And Phil Musick wrote the story here. You remember him?
Yes, I thought he was one of the best writers and columnists around.
It should be inscribed on their Super Bowl rings and on the Minnesota Vikings tombstone. Whatever it takes. Forevermore, when they hear those words, their eyes will automatically dart for the ring.
You like to say dart a lot today, I noticed.
Yeah, well, this is his writing. Whatever it takes, Chuck Knoll's thought for the day, any day, if there are epitaphs for the losers in this game, a suitable one for the Vikings would be killed by a cliche. That's pretty good, Bob. Is it not?
It was really good. He's one of the best, was one of the best writers that.
Look at this guy, Pat Livingston.
I remember
that,
Pat.
Bob.
I remember Bruce Kaiden back in the
day. Did you know Pat Livingston?
I met him a couple times. I didn't really know him. No.
Look at his mustache, Bob. Huh?
That's a good one.
And there's the Chief with Pete Rozelle in the Super Bowl.
Do you miss papers being delivered, Joe?
Oh, God, yes. I used to battle my dad for the sports page. I'm sure this very paper all across Western Pennsylvania, you had kids and their dads battling over the sports page, right?
Yes. You go to the bathroom, you go in there, you take it, it'd be in there for an hour or so.
Wow.
Read the entire thing.
The Steelers, champions of the world. That's the headline from Pat Livingston from New Orleans. How about that?
Well, brings back memories, certainly. That was quite a decade.
And there's nothing
I
like
can't believe
the first one.
It only cost 15 cents for a paper.
I know.
I wonder what everything else cost back then. I'm afraid to ask.
Fran Tarkenton conceded that the Steelers had a, quote, very aggressive line. I don't think I've had two passes blocked on me since I've been in the league. Never mind two in one game. How about that, Bob? Someone mentioned that
some things change, some things remain the same. If you get pressure on a quarterback with your defensive line, it makes life easier for your defense.
Someone interrupted him, said it wasn't two, it was four. He said, well, four or five, what's the difference? They hammered him that day. You know what Bradshaw said after the game? See, I don't know if anybody's interested, and at this point I don't care. I think they are, but I could sit here and read this.
And
if limits
thoughts
would let me, I would take it home and just read this from front to back. I live for this kind of stuff.
And especially now, after all these years, you forget some of the small details that went into that game.
And here's something else you forget. Whenever you're talking about, not you, everybody, Terry Bradshaw, okay, among the greatest quarterbacks, he doesn't get mentioned enough.
No.
He called his own plays. I don't know that people fathomed that. It wasn't somebody in his head saying, run pass, let alone exactly what play. It was him. And he was asked after the game why he ran so much with Franco and Rocky. And he said they wanted to run. They were hungry all through the game. If a play was stopped, they'd say, come on, let's try that again. And sort of, I don't know if it's ironic or sort of counterintuitively, I guess is the word, Bradshaw was egoless when it came to that. Like he was thought of unfairly as dumb. He was actually very smart.
To call your own plays, you better be smart. You got to know the whole playbook and the circumstances going on. And I think a lot of people don't give him the due that he deserves just because of the big amount of interceptions he threw. But back then, it was just about making plays. Your defense bailed you out when you didn't make those interceptions, so he was more willing to risk down the field plays, which I loved.
Me too. I've often said I think he's the greatest deep ball clutch passer in the history of the league. Anyway, what am I doing here? I'm sorry for taking up all that time.
No, it's nice to go down memory lane.
Somebody held this paper. Somebody, tens of thousands of people held this very paper that day in their hands and read it with glee. There haven't been many happier sports days in the history of this town. Look at that, Bob.
Yeah, I like it. And that logo that you see up there is sort of coming back.
What do you mean?
They're using that a lot. It's a different logo. It's not the same, but I mean, it's that same thing that you'll see on some of the merchandise of the Pittsburgh Steelers these days.
Steeler fans on Liberty Avenue express their sentiments for the Super Bowl champs. Look at that. They got signs. They're out on Liberty Ave, Bob. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
All right, Christian Kirk or Tyler Lockett. It seems sort of anticlimactic when we're talking about that.
Or DK Metcalf has just requested a trade from the Seahawks.
Oh, wow.
According to the NFL Network.
How about, let's start with old Captain Kirk here, Christian Kirk. What do we make of that possibility? Anyone?
I certainly wouldn't mind it. I think he still has a lot to give. And I think they were interested last year in him. He got injured. That fell apart. But they were interested in him even before then. So if they can do that, absolutely. They need help there. They got to do something. And if it's not in the draft, that's the thing I was mentioning earlier, Joe. If you can address some of these needs now for this year, you can still draft guys. Then you don't have the expectation of them coming right in and immediately having to contribute.
He's 28. He's had some pretty good years. He's not a great receiver. He had one 1,000-yard year where he had 8 touchdowns. That was 2022. Hurt his collarbone last year. As a number two, yeah, why not? I'd roll the dice on him. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. How about Tyler Lockett? It feels like he's been around forever. And
that's,
I was just going to say something that's false.
Forever.
He's 32 years old.
Yeah, I'd rather go for the 28-year-old.
Yeah. He was probably a better player when he was good. He had 100 catch year.
He was. But I think those days are probably beyond him now.
Yeah.
Still good, but I'd rather go younger. And if, again, Christian Kirk, 28, that's not, he still has some good football ahead of him, I think.
How about DK Metcalf, Bob? He's only 27, and he's probably the best.
But that's,
well, clearly the best of the lot.
That's a whole different dynamic. That involves a trade, which brings into a whole bunch of... Bless you, Joe. Jeez.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, that involves not just money, but a player.
Ding, ding, ding. The Raiders are going to give Max Crosby a 3-year, $107 million extension, $91 million guaranteed.
Holy horse.
So guess
follicles.
Who's perked up after this one? That would be TJ Watt, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. Plus, did you see where Max Crosby said Aaron Rodgers would be great as our quarterback?
Yeah, he's recruiting. He's doing some of that. I mean, they don't have what options do they have, right? Aiden O'Connell and who else?
Justin Fields.
I mean, that could.
You think they'll make a play there? Russell
I
Wilson,
think
maybe?
The Steelers will sign one of these, and it should be Fields before Monday.
All right, Bob, it's been a wonderful show. Would you agree?
It really has. I've enjoyed going down memory lane with you, and I know what you feel about Jackson Dart. He's now somebody I'm going to pay a lot of attention to, whatever he does.
We may do an entire Jackson Dart show tomorrow. Did you get a hold of his agent limits?
Never responded to our message.
Boy, you're having a run of Belfont snorkels.
A lot of snorkels.
He never responded to your message. We want to laud this guy on Pittsburgh radio, and his agent never gets back to us. I'm going to rip him by name tomorrow.
Don't shoot the messenger here.
I know.
I put out a message on their site. Hey, can we talk to Jackson Dart? We'd love to talk to him here in Pittsburgh, where we're from, and all the above.
Give me a phone number. I'll shred him.
I didn't get a phone number. I had to send a
you
message
should get a
on
phone
their
number.
Email
you know what
list.
Agency he's from.
It didn't list the phone number, but I'll try to find one specifically for the agent.
We have to go. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.